Mike.
Good afternoon, Chan. This is Kurt. I'm in downtown Greenville, headed back toward East Greenville Pelham Road area. How are you feeling this afternoon?
I'm feeling pretty good. Got to go up to Five Guys here in the evening and get me a thing of fries for lunch. Name here is Chan, Charlie Hotel, Alpha November, call sign is Kilo Oscar Florida, Whiskey Zulu. I think you might be getting me confused with old KO Florida NUE.
That KO4NUE is a really, really good fella. He installed my mobile unit in my car for me. And didn't take any money from me, or wouldn't let me give him my money. So he's tip top individual for sure. I recognize you. I've heard you numerous times on the repeater. Chan KO4 Romeo Mike.
Oh, well, yeah, thank you. And yeah, you're definitely right about Chan. He's supposed to be coming up. Folks place pretty soon, and we're going to be installing our first base antenna, which he also gave me.
Go. Yeah, he's a good person to have in your camp for sure. And you know, if he ever needs anything from me, I'll do everything I can to help him out. So, where is it, what's your QRZ?
QRZ or QTH?
TH.
My home QTH is Easley. However, my current QTH is here in the parking lot of Five Guys on Rolling Hill Circle in Easley.
Have you lived in Easley all your life?
Affirmative. Most of my life I have lived here in Easley.
You could say the same for me. Substitute Greenville. I've been in Greenville since June of 1975.
You've been here a long time. How do you like it over there in Greenville?
Here in Greenville. It's a great place to live, great place to raise a family. I've been all over the country, and you could do a whole lot worse than Greenville.
Spartanburg.
I spent a little time in Spartanburg, and I copy you there, but I think Spartanburg's heading in the right direction as well. I can tell you downtown Greenville has been totally transformed in the period I've been here.
Oh yeah. It definitely has. My grandfather, he tells me all the time that, he remembers when Greenville used to look like it does over here in Pickens County, a bunch of woods and country area. Not much like that no more.
And I think the rest of the country has discovered upstate South Carolina, for better or worse. You know, it's no secret anymore, and people are coming here about it in the droves.
Yep. Before long, we're going to be like New York, Manhattan, Chicago, Illinois, Los Angeles, California. Stuff like that is going to be overpopulated for sure.
It does bring a tear to my eye to see so much beautiful country and pasture land and farms being sold and turned into cheap, mass-produced slab home communities with white siding. You know, I know people need a place to live, and I'm all for progress, and I'm an arch capitalist, but at the same time, I have some issues with the manner in which all this stuff is happening. It seems like it's very, very unmanaged, and the greed behind it is eminently apparent.
Depending on how you look at it, there's greed everywhere you go nowadays. There's always somebody being greedy.
Be halfway upset, so upset if they wouldn't mind just leaving a couple of nice grand oak trees that have been here for 400 years instead of just clear cutting everything down to the red clay.
Yeah, I hear what you mean. You know, what's really sad is that all this land that they're tearing down, you know, all the wildlife that lives in that land, you know, it's going into the cities now. You know, I've been seeing people post things about deer being in their front yard. In the middle of, like, New York or Charleston, you know, places that, you know, you wouldn't normally see a deer. Or a bear, even. And just the wildlife is running out of places to go.
A lot of these developers are from out of state. They have no vested interest here aside from what the money they, the price they paid for those acres to develop. So they don't care. They just, they throw a bunch of money at some young, the youngest generation who lives on that land. That land's been handed down generation after generation, many times so over a century and a half. And so the kids see dollar signs, they sell, they get bank on the deal, they're flush with cash. First thing they do is run to the car dealership, you know, after the bank before going home, and they all end up with full-size $80,000 trucks.
Yeah, that kind of, that, you know, I want to say this. I don't really want to announce this over the radio. That seems how it's relevant to our conversation. I'm going to go ahead and tell you that. Anyone listening, just, you know, keep this hush-hush. But, my dad recently passed away, and, just told someone to leave me a house that used to belong to my grandparents that he's still able to live in, so that I'd have a place to live. I guess he saw what was happening with the housing market and decided it would be best to help me out if he could. So he's doing a good job being a good dad, leaving me a house, and I'm gonna do everything I can to keep it and take care of it. But the land belongs to my cousin, and they can be kind of greedy. And let's just say they was arguing over that land with my dad before he died.
It's unfortunate, but it is very common. So don't feel like you know, you're really unique or in that respect anyway. You're a good man. I know you've got a good heart for stewardship, and proper stewardship would lead to a managed plan towards growth. I grew up, and when my neighborhood was new, they left a lot of the big trees in place and built the neighborhood around them. And each lot had a good half acre or 1 3/4 acre lots. And every yard had a decent-sized front yard and backyard. That's the neighborhood I grew up in. It's still there, and it's still a very nice neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, definitely, I don't know what that is, but it sounds nice. I do know one thing, the area, the house that my dad left, it's in Greenville County, on Blackberry Valley, and it's a nice house. It's a little trailer, but it's still nice. you can't be ungrateful, especially when someone leaves you something like that behind.
Need more people with your heart and your philosophy, you know, because what we see right now is we see pure greed, we see unmanaged growth, and we see, you know, people all too happy to, you know, sell out, and the developers come in and just perform, you know, land rape is what I call it, and that's when you indiscriminately just cut every freestanding structure to the bare earth, scorched earth, if you will, and build, you know, the cheapest type of homes as quickly as possible, and then move on to the next, you know, next plot of land. KO4RMM.
Yeah, I hear you there. Well, I need to get in here and grab me some fries and get out and get back to the office before I get, you know, too late. I'll say 73 from now, and I'll be back shortly, so if you're still there, I'll give you a holler.
Copy you there. You're 73 on your last, and look, enjoyed it. Enjoyed talking with you. Hope to talk to you again real soon. And this is KO4. RMM, Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Mike Mobile for the next 5 minutes or so.
RMM, KB4CVA. Good afternoon.
How you doing, David? Good afternoon to you.
Well, I am headed up to Maggie Valley.
It's great to be you at the moment, then. What's got you headed up there today?
Sister, she needs me to help her with some stuff, and, you know, her husband passed away last year, and so she's poor and helpless. Without him, you know. So, little brother is coming up to see what I can do.
It's a good brother. I'm very sorry that it's, you know, under these types of circumstances you're headed up there. And I know she very much appreciates you assisting her through this very, very difficult time. I'm real sorry to hear about your brother-in-law.
He was a neat guy. He had a lot of health problems, and he was in and out of the hospital a lot last year, and the year before that. And so, anyway, but see, I'm getting ready to hit a scratchy spot. You might lose me for a minute.
And, for some reason or another, when I was downtown just on Academy by the American Legion, I encountered some very sudden and significant static for whatever reason. I was talking to a fellow out of Piedmont, and, you know, communication was out of the question. You know, while that static was going on, I don't know what the cause was.
It's right here, the old on Rutherford Road, 291. I'm turning on the 291. Right here at the old Shriners Hospital, and I think it's probably Piney Mountain, and it just gets a little scratchy.
Because both of us were talking clear as a bell. He was sounding good. He told me I was sounding good, and then just a bunch of interference, you know, almost like there was a jamming going on. Your communication was impossible.
So where are you located right now? I got you full quieting on the input frequency.
I'm right exactly at Paywood and Pelham intersection, waiting on the light.
I'm on, I'm northbound on 291 headed, I'll be coming up on Cherrydale Hill here in just a minute. That's not bad for Simplex.
It's just a funny thing how it varies. So, yeah, I'm headed back from a doctor's appointment. I was talking to Bill a little bit earlier. I'm just trying to get some sleep apnea under control right now. I'm just the last month or two been feeling just really crappy all day long. And I know I had sleep apnea. I'm on a CPAP, but I think I might need some more titration. So I threw myself at the mercy of the medical minds this morning.
You've already had a sleep study?
Affirmative. I've had diagnosed sleep apnea for 20 years. I've had several sleep studies, but the last one was probably 5 to 7 years ago. I've gained some weight since then. And then here recently, I've just become really super symptomatic, you know, with lack of energy, lack of drive, just sleeping, feeling like I need to sleep all the time. It's just very frustrating. It's not the way I want to live. So, you know, went there seeking some solutions.
Well, yeah, I have it too, so I've been putting up with it since, I guess, probably, gosh, I'd say the early 80s, if not before then. And I've had several sleep studies. And sorry, I was hesitating there because there's a police car behind me. Well, at the intersection, I wanted to see if he was going straight or turning, and he went straight through. So I was going to get out of his way. Anyway, and now they just put a little thing on your index finger, and you go home and sleep, and then you take it back to them, and give you a printout of everything, and it's really amazing compared to what you used to have to. They used to have to hook you up, and man, they had hooked you up to EKG and just all kinds of machines, and it was crazy.
So the good thing is that they've come a long way as far as the sleep medicine is concerned, a scholarship that they've put into sleep medicine. So, you know, for me and you, like, we're sufferers, you know, it's a good thing that they know more and the treatments are better now, you know, versus 25 or 30 years ago.
I know, and I sure am grateful. I tell you, when they mentioned sleep study, I thought, oh Lord. And when they handed me that little thing, I said, this is it. They said, yep. And in fact, I had two of them. I had one, you know, one before, one after. I go to a dentist that specializes in devices to you know, pull your jaw forward, and of course it's not cheap, but of course nothing in the medical field is, but it's helped a good bit.
Dental device as well. That didn't really work out too good for me. But every patient's different. I'm sure that maybe some of it may be the magic bullet. Well, David, I'm here I'm here designated back at the ranch, and I'm going to be 73 now before the wife comes out here and pulls me out of the car.
I know that feeling. All right, well, you have a good day, and I hope you get straightened out there. 73 is good to talk to you. KP4CBA, clear after yours.
CBA, this is Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Mike Mike, and I'll be 73 and clear.
4 WWZ,
Model. 4 WWZ, KP4CBA, how you doing, Chandler?
B4CBA, doing good, sir. How are you?
Better than I deserve, that's for sure. Headed up to Maggie Valley to Daisy, my sister.
Maggie Valley, that sounds nice. You be safe doing that. Do I need to let you get off the night for a little bit?
Yeah, I haven't hit the fun part yet. I'm still on 25 and going through Traverse Rest. When I get up to 26 and get in all that construction, that's going to be the fun part.
Construction is never fun, my friend.
Not one bit. But they'll be through in a couple of years. And it was kind of like that intersection there at 385 and 85. I think it was supposed to have been done, you know, like 2 years before it actually got finished, and yeah, it's just the way it goes.
Yeah. Sometimes people can get things done faster, and sometimes it takes some eons.
Involved, you know, weather has a lot to do with it, and labor and materials, and there's a lot factors into it, and so God help you if you make a mistake and have to tear something down and redo it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, be safe on I-26 for sure. And watch out for the crazies. I was up on 25 night before yesterday evening, and there is a bunch of crazy people out there, so just be careful.
No, I'm one of them. Oh, Lordy mercy. So, what are you up to today?
Right, I just picked up my food from Five Guys and heading back to the school bus office. Gonna have me some food to chow down on. And then I'm gonna get on the afternoon route and finish up my Thursday. Get ready for a good old-fashioned happy Friday, hopefully.
School bus?
I haven't yet. I'm a companion. A school bus companion. But if I can, I'm going to get my CDL. I just started filling out paperwork for the FMCSA today. And hopefully everything goes in the right direction, if you know what I mean.
One of the churches I was on staff at wanted me to get my CDL, their drive motor coach. He has a business, and has several motor coaches and several drivers, and he wanted me to get my CDL so I could, and he would let me drive one of his buses when the when the church members wanted to take a trip or something. And I started studying for it, but as it turned out, I didn't need to get it, but it's It was a little more involved than I thought it would be.
Are you driving like a bus type vehicle or a truck or what? Because I know that, you know, if it turns from a 15 passenger to a 16, that's when you start having to get CDLs. That's what I know from what I've been told and what I've read so far. Don't hold me to it, but I'm thinking that's how it works.
Now, these are big buses, you know, that carry about 50 people, the big motor coach. So, it's you know, long and tall. So, I had a guy tell me, he made a U-turn in one. he drives for this guy, the same guy, and he told me he made a U-turn in one in North Carolina, and I said, on a busy road, I said, you have got to be kidding me.
WWC and 54CGA for ID. Well, if it's carrying 50 passengers, that's going to be at least a Class D CDL. So, if you already got it good, and if you don't, well, I wish you the best of luck, sir.
No, I don't have any desire to drive anything that big anymore, and, heck, I'm enjoying my Mustang and my motorcycle, so I think I'll just stick with that.
However, you know, I want to get my Class A eventually so that I could make possibly, and I say possibly very, very seriously, $112,000 a year driving a tanker truck. And of course, I would need my hazmats to do that as well. But that's just one extra thing, but it's still a Class A.
Full extra study in there for the hazmat. And, yeah, that's one thing I don't think I'd want to drive. I can remember the days when I worked at the Hess station. It should be on East North, right there where Pelham comes into East North, and there's a Starbucks there now, and I used to always volunteer to get up on top of the tanker and open the vents, and I'd look down in there and see all that gasoline, and golly day, and just, you know, think about what would happen if it exploded.
Exploded, I would be singing, I saw the light, I saw the light, no more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. And then I go deep, I did Jesus.
KV4CBA, I always have said, you know, if I was near a nuclear blast, I'd want to be at ground zero because, you know, I wouldn't want to survive it.
Yeah, me too. All right, I'm at the office now. I'm going to have to get off here and say 7-3s before I wrap myself a dip. You have a good day, KD4CDA. I'll talk to y'all later down the hall. This is KO4WWZ. I'll be clear on the final.
Have a good day. Talked to my sister. She said the sun's shining up there, and so I'm looking forward to it. I'm getting ready to head up the big steep hill here in just a minute. Going up to the state line. 73's Chandler, we'll talk to you later. KB4CBA Mobile.